Hello everyone at Jamboard. I am Andrew Hain of the Engineering RSMF Engineering Working Group, and I'm talking today about the GDPR, which is the European Online Privacy Regulation. Online privacy is a matter that has grown in importance over the years. It is surprisingly easy to monitor people's web use, and HTTPS isn't a complete answer. There's been a degree of industry of some web of some tech companies that monitor use of the web. And they use it to target advertising. Or suggestions inside inside their social media sites. There is indeed a possibility that people that can be used by governments or others to spy on people. Since 2018 in Europe, there has been online privacy has been made subject to the GDPR. Despite Brexit, this remains in force in the UK. So, the OSMF could be held liable on that ground. It is also increasingly being copied as a model approach for data for online privacy elsewhere in the world. Next question is, how does OpenStreetMap comply with the GDPR? Some things are easy. We don't use behavioural advertising or third-party analytics, so there is no need for cookie consent banners. If someone put something in the map data that they shouldn't, something like the names of people who were in the houses where they live, we can redact that so that we not only don't see it in the map data, we don't see it in the map history either. On the other hand, we have the privacy of online privacy of mappers, and that needs more work. Clearly, we have poor quality editing and vandalism. It makes perfectly expect that the account related data is used for that purpose. And the licensing working group went through all of this and they came up with a list of services that would be affected. OpenStreetMap was originally designed by volunteers and mapped by volunteers and programmed by volunteers. A lot of things still are, but they will always be limited to what scratches an itch in the developer. Sometimes we get support from third parties. For instance, we have had sources of aerial imagery donated to us, and and the Knight Foundation gave a grant for an early version of the ID editor. In 2012, we were converting our database to a new license, which meant removing contributions from removing a minority of contributions from people who didn't agree to have their code relicensed. We were unable to get a volunteer to do it, so we paid a community member to write the redaction script. The ID editor is now developed in-house. Well, not really in-house, but it is part of it. It is developed, the OSMF pay the main developer to work on it. And for the past few years, we've brought the engineering working group up to strength and with the ability to commission code projects where there is a need to do something that volunteers couldn't meet. What you will see next, or at least what hasn't been done at the time this talk was recorded, is that the engineering working group will share the LWG affected services document with the website maintainers, and this will include background discussion. It is not intended that use of OSM will be disadvantaged by someone's pet hate, rather that this will be a proper reasonable approach to privacy. There will then be a call for bids to implement the code. As a matter of necessity, this work has to be coordinated with some API clients because there will be some API changes in some cases. And in addition, you will find that you will need to log in for certain services, and that you there will be terms of you accept terms of use for certain bits of the data of metadata related to user privacy. There is a bit of documentation on the page on the wiki which explains the broad strategy and also has a link to a lot of other relevant documents that you may want to look at. So, thank you, and have you got any questions?
I found basically that the main issue is to be, as a personal mapper, would be to be concerned as to it is more a data working group issue that it is to be concerned about mapping where there are privacy issues. And this can come up with things like is the name of the building the name of the business or just someone who lives there? That would make a difference from a privacy point of view. That moving to the EU is an issue that has come up. It's not so important from a GDPR point of view because but this is was the risk that although GDPR is in force in Britain, that the privacy standards might not be considered good enough. I suspect that's more something to be watched and to be discussed by the licensed working group or board or community. Obviously, if you have lots of different countries with their own laws, it is always conceivable that a country might have a particularly stricter than G. It will probably happen eventually that a country will have a stricter position than on privacy issues than GDPR. That and that involvement in such a country would, if that happens, would have to be considered case by case. Sorry, the question for that is, will the transposition of the European GDPR guidelines, SM, a valid change for all other countries? Do you think GDPR will, to some extent, affect the mapping of people and things that should not be mapped, like indigenous people, or is it more data protection issue for Europe, US, Northern Hemisphere in general? I don't, I think. As far as the question, we need to be able to treat to the whole world in this, and we should therefore be able to having a broad a, we should be able to treat people fair, give everyone a reasonable shot at privacy for everyone in the world.